啊，我们一起来研讨有关于个人宣道的工作。
This morning and afternoon, we'll be focusing on personal evangelism.
主耶稣交代门徒两大使命。
The Lord Jesus entrusted two major missions to his disciples.
第一个，往普天下传福音。
Is to preach to all nations.
为什么这么重要？
Why is it so critical?
因为信而受洗，必然得救。
Because those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
这是得救问题。
This matter pertains to salvation.
人生最大的危机就是灭亡。
The greatest issue facing people is to perish.
人生最大的福气就是永生。
Whereas the greatest blessing that we can get in life is eternal life.
借着我们所传的福音，人的眼睛才能够打开来。
It is through the gospel that we preach that people's eyes are opened.
所以世界上有很多人，表面上看起来我们很羡慕。
There are a lot of people in this world that, on the surface, it appears they are very envious.
但是如果我们眼睛打开来，
However, if our spiritual eyes are opened,
用属灵的眼光来看，
and we were to see them, perceive them spiritually,
这些人是很可怜的。
These people are to be pitied,
因为他们没有得救。
Because they have no salvation.
人最大的危机不是生病。
The gravest crisis facing people is not a matter of sickness.
最大的危机是自己不知道自己生病。
The gravest crisis is that we are unaware we are sick.
那这就很危险了。
Then it becomes very dangerous.
主耶稣说，有病了才用得着医生。
Lord Jesus Christ says that only the sick requires physician.
那个病就是指的罪。
This sickness refers to sin.
所以最严重的罪是属灵的病。
The gravest sin equals spiritual sickness.
那我们如果知道了，
If we know of this,
我们就知道主耶稣能够医我们的病。
We know that Lord Jesus Christ can heal our sickness.
所以往天下传福音，让人信而受洗得救。
To preach to all nations so people can believe and be saved.
今天这个使命是托付我们每一个信徒。
Today, this very mission has been entrusted to every single one of us.
说每一个人都要传福音。
So each one of us must preach the gospel.
要传给谁？
Who do we evangelize to?
要传给我们最靠近的人。
We need to evangelize to those who are closest to us.
第一个就是我们的家人。
The first is our family members.
包括夫妻，包括子女，包括父母，包括兄弟姐妹。
Including our spouse, our children, and our brothers and parents.
因为圣经说，人如果不爱自己的家人，就比不信的更不好，更不好。
The Bible tells us that if we do not love our own family members, then we are worse than the unbelievers.
那个爱有两个层面。
There are two facets to love.
第一个就是照顾他生活的需要。
One is to care for their living needs.
如果我们的家人生活有需要，我们没有照顾，就比不信的更不好。
If we do not take care of the daily needs of our family members, then we are worse than non-believers.
法律上来说，我们没有责任。
From a legal standpoint, we are not responsible.
包括法律上来说，你也没有责任看顾你的父母。
Legally speaking, we are not responsible to take look after our parents.
但是从真理上来说，
however,
我们有责任。
However, speaking from a truth standpoint, we are responsible.
那照顾自己的家人，更重要的是在灵性上。
To care for our family members, the more importantly is spiritually speaking.
所以我们要传福音给别人，第一个要想的就是我们家人要怎么传。
So when we think of evangelizing to others, we must first think of our family members and how to approach them.
那接下去才是我们的亲戚朋友同事。
And after that, we consider our relatives, our co-workers, friends.
那接下去再想到一些我们所不认识的人。
And then we go on to the people we do not know.
求神赐给我们好机会，让我们能够把福音介绍给他们。
And we ask God to give us good opportunity so we can introduce the truth to them.
但是当我们要想到传福音，常常第一件事情我们想就是要怎么传。
And we often think, how do we preach the gospel?
有什么方法？
Is there a special way?
去年在圣何西办了一次 MVP, 就是这个青年志工训练。
Last year in San Jose Church, we had a MVP workshop.
这差不多有50个青年参加。
About 50 youth attended.
那真的把他们分作小组，然后训练。
They were separated into small teams and they were trained.
我们这里有几个青年有参加过。
We have a few youth from our local church as well.
就是介绍他们这个爱护教会附近一户一户去敲门发传单。
And they were taught to go out to the neighborhood families and preach door by door.
遇到人第一句话要讲什么？
And when you meet people, what's the first thing you should say?
要怎么介绍我们教会？
How do you introduce our church?
要怎么跟陌生人互动？
And how to interact with strangers?
要怎么邀请他来教会？
How to invite them to church?
要怎么把福音拿给他们？
How do we give them the gospel?
这些青年设计很好的program.
And so these youth have designed very good programs.
所以这两个礼拜他们出去发传单大概四次还是五次。
So within these 2 weeks, they went out to give out pamphlets about 4 or 5 times.
给他们真的有一个很实际传福音的经验。
And they were given a very truth and life training workshop.
所以要怎么传福音，这个方法是可以训练的。
So how to preach the gospel is something that we can be taught and learned.
当然这也是很重要。
And these are very important.
但是
However,
有一件事情我们常常忽略,
there's one thing that we often overlook. And this is even more critical. Which is how do we behave as an evangelist? We often care about the methods. How do we preach?
但是有一个比更重要,
Nevertheless, there's even something that's more important. It matters to the person who evangelizes.
有没有属灵的装备?
Is he spiritually equipped?
因为传福音是场征战,
because preaching the gospel is a battle warfare.
所以需要有属灵的装备,
and you need to be spiritually equipped.
那如果方法很好,
if you have very good ways,
但是没有属灵的装备,
but you're ill-equipped spiritually,
我们常常发现要带领人信主也是很困难。
And you often discover it's very difficult to bring others to Christ.
那我们要从福音传到帖撒罗尼迦来看一个传福音的人应该有什么装备。
And so we will study from the example of preaching to the church in Thessalonica how we can equip an evangelist.
先看帖撒罗尼迦前书,
turn to 1 Thessalonians
第一章,
chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章,
1 Thessalonians chapter 1
第五节,
verse 5.
第一章第五节,
Chapter 1, verse 5, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake.
第六节,
verse 6, you became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with a joy given by the Holy Spirit.
Okay. 这个第六节在讲啊, 帖撒罗尼迦教会的人信耶稣, 不像我们这么简单啊。
Verse 6 tells us that the people who believe in Christ and Thessalonians are not as easy as us.
他们是在大患难, 也就是说很大的逼迫当中来领受道理。
These people came to Christ under severe persecutions.
为什么会有逼迫?
How come there was persecutions?
因为我们所传的是对的。
Because what we preach is right.
所以魔鬼就会用各种不同的方法来阻挡人。
Therefore, Satan would use various means to oppose us.
这个就是逼迫的原因。
And this is the root reason for the opposition.
所以要在逼迫当中把福音传开来, 这是不简单的。
And it's indeed very difficult to preach the gospel while being persecuted.
这有很大的困难。
Because there's great difficulty.
但是帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒不但领受福音, 而且信心一直在进步。
Nevertheless, the church in Thessalonica not only accepted the gospel, but their faith continued to grow.
那在第五节就提到福音传到帖撒罗尼迦几个很重要的属灵装备。
Verse 5 speaks of many important reasons why they were spiritually equipped.
我们仔细算看有几个。
Let's count carefully.
第一个言语。
First, the words.
第二个全能。
Second, power.
第三个圣灵。
Third, Holy Spirit.
第四个充足的信心。
Fourth, deep conviction.
第五个,
Fifth,
为人,
our conducts.
所以这个五个条件呢, 就是传福音的人所需要的装备。
So these five conditions are the spiritual equipment we need to prepare ourselves.
传福音的方法大概两个小时你就可以学会。
The way to evangelize you could probably learn thoroughly within 2 hours.
那个方法是很容易学的。
The way or the method is easy to learn.
但是传福音这一个人的装备有时候要好几年。
However, as far as the evangelist being spiritually equipped, it requires many years of practice.
但这是最重要的。
Nevertheless, this is the most important.
那是我们常常忽略的。
And it's often something we overlook.
所以有时候我们传福音给别人了，传不出去，不是方法有问题。
So sometimes when we preach the gospel and cannot reach others, it's not because the method is wrong.
这个福音传不出去有两个可能。
There are two possibilities why we cannot preach the gospel.
第一个就是领受福音的人心很刚硬。
Number one is the one who heard the gospel has a very stony heart.
所以你传不出去啊。
Therefore, you cannot reach him.
但是也很可能是传福音的人装备不够。
But it's also very possible that the evangelist is ill-equipped.
哇，这两个都有可能。
So these are the two possibilities.
那如果我们装备很好，
if we are well-equipped,
我们再传，可能果效会更大。
Then when we preach, it will bring about greater effects.
那第一个装备是什么？
What is the first equipment?
第一个装备就是言语。
The first is the words.
什么叫做言语？
What does it mean, words?
言语就是我们所信的道。
It refers to the truth that we believe in.
所以传福音，那个福音就是我们所信的道。
This gospel that we preach refers to the belief we hold.
我们看这些使徒他们在传什么。
Let's look at what these disciples preach about.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark 16.
十五节。
Verse 15. He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
16节。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
17节。
And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues.
这我们仔细看哦，使徒不是去传神迹。
If you look at this carefully, the disciples not go preach the miracles.
神迹是神的恩典。
The miracles refer to God's grace.
使徒不是传神迹。
The disciples did not preach miracles.
使徒是去传福音。
But they were preaching the good news.
那这个信而受洗必然得救。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
信什么？
What do they believe in?
是信福音。
They believe in the gospel.
信道理。
They believe in the word of God.
那他就会得救。
Then they will be saved.
那信的人有神迹随着。
And whoever believes will be accompanied by miracles.
所以这个信我们所传这个道理的人就会有恩典神迹随着。
And those who, the evangelists, who are spiritually equipped will have signs and miracles accompany them.
因此非常重要，我们去传福音不是传神迹。
It's very important that we make a distinction when we preach the gospel, we don't preach about miracles.
如果我们一个人看到一个人生病，
Let's say if we see someone who is sick,
我马上告诉你。
And you immediately tell them,
你要来信，你信了就会好。
You must come and believe, and when you believe, you'll be healed.
这个就是传神迹啊。
This is what it means to preach the gospel, preach the miracle.
我们需要先传福音。
But first, we need to preach the gospel.
没有信的人。
For the unbelievers.
不相信神的人。
Those who are non-believers.
要介绍他有一个神。
You need to introduce them that there is a God.
已经相信神的人。
As for those who already believe in God,
要介绍相信耶稣才是救主。
You need to tell them that only Jesus Christ is the Lord Savior.
已经信耶稣的人，
As for the Christians,
要介绍他在真耶稣教会才有救恩。
You need to tell them that only salvation is only found in true Jesus Church.
这个是传福音的三个层面。
These are the three levels to preaching the gospel.
那这个道理如果讲清楚了。
And once you explain these principles clearly,
那这个人去相信这个道理，
and the person believes in these truths,
神迹就跟着来。
Then the signs and miracles will accompany.
所以我们不是传神迹，我们是要传真理。
Thus, we do not preach miracles, but rather the truth.
我们看十六章，
chapter 16,
马可福音十六章，
Mark 16.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主跟他们同工，用神迹奇事。随着证实所传的道，这里讲门徒去传福音。
It speaks of the disciples going out to preach the gospel.
那神就跟他们同工。
And Lord Jesus accompanied them.
用神迹奇事随着证明所传的道。
Using signs to accompany those to prove that Lord Jesus is with them.
所以如果一个人真的相信这个福音，神自然的会用神迹来证明这个道理是真的。
When a person believes and accepts the gospel of Christ, then God will use miracles to affirm what they believe in is true.
那因为听懂了道理才来信耶稣，这个信仰根基就很稳固，又很好牧养。
Because once a person believes the gospel and understands it clearly, then it will be very easy to pastor them.
但是如果我们一直介绍神的恩典，介绍神迹，没有传道理，以后会很难牧养。
On the contrary, if we only introduce to them about the miracles and signs of Christ and healing, and it will be very difficult to pastor them in the future.
因为有一天如果你祷告，哎，没有神迹了。
Because let's say one day when you pray and there is no miracle.
哦，或者说教会人跟人之间有一点稍微不愉快的事情发生。
Well, let's say there is some sort of conflict between people in the church.
因为他道理不是很清楚啊。
Because they don't know the truth that well.
他可能就想，那我换一个教会吧。
Then they might think, let me switch it to a different church.
这个就很难牧养。
So for these type of people, it's hard to guide them.
所以第一个装备就是要在言语，要在神的道理上装备。
First equipping of ourselves is to equip ourselves in the word and gospel of God.
那这个言语是指的什么？
What does this word refer to?
以我们真耶稣教会来讲，就是十大信条。
When we speak from the True Jesus Church, it refers to the 10 major doctrines.
所以我们要跟慕道讲什么？讲什么？
What do we talk about to true seekers?
讲十大信条。
We talk about the 10 doctrines.
那每一个人情况不一样，所以十大信条从哪一条开始，每个人不太一样。
Because every person is different, so we need to tailor the entry point on the 10 doctrines.
那十大信条里面有五大教义。
Within the 10 doctrines, there are 5 major doctrines.
就是真耶稣教会的教义。
These doctrines are unique to True Jesus Church.
那这个五大教义是圣灵启示我们初代工人。
These 5 major doctrines were inspired by the Holy Spirit to our early workers.
现在是差不多没有一个教会的五大教义跟我们一样。
We can say that practically there is no other church that has the same major 5 doctrines.
那五大教义里面有三大典礼。
Within the 5 doctrines, there are 3 sacraments.
第一个洗礼。
One is baptism.
第二个洗脚礼。
Second, foot washing.
第三个圣餐礼。
Third, the Holy Communion.
这都跟得救有关。
These all pertain to salvation.
再来就是圣灵。
And then the Holy Spirit.
说方言是凭据。
Speaking in tongues is the evidence.
再来是安息日。
And then the Holy Sabbath.
在恩典下来纪念安息。
And we need to
神的恩典啊，安息日。
We need to observe the Sabbath under the grace of God.
那这个叫做言语。
And these refer to words.
所以我们要跟人传福音，第一个，我们先要记得我们信什么。
So when we preach to others, first we must remember what do we believe in.
有时候我们在布道会当中，常常觉得这个道理听太久了。
Oftentimes when we listen to evangelical services, we might say, this is boring. We've heard this many times.
今天布道会我要布道牧道走，不要去了，反正那个道理听很久。
Since there is no true seekers, why should I bother going? Because I've heard this many times.
其实啊，如果有一天呢，我们有一个慕道者来问我们问题。
So let's say if one day there's a true seeker and coming to question you.
请问我为什么要在真耶稣下信耶稣？
Let me ask you, why should I believe Jesus Christ within True Jesus Church?
你可不可以翻圣经告诉我为什么？
Can you flip to the Bible and tell me why?
忽然间我们发现圣经翻不出来。
All of a sudden, you'll be stuck.
好像道理很懂，但是你翻不出来。
Seems like you know a lot about the truth, but you don't know it in detail.
所以有一个弟兄啊，他说对每一个慕道朋友，他都能够去翻圣经跟他讲道理。
There's a brother who can approach to every true seeker and turn to the Bible as a reference.
那有一个信徒就很羡慕，就问他为什么。
And there's another member who was very envious and asked him how he was able to do that.
他是从小信主的。
And this is a person who believed in the Lord ever since childhood.
他就是说，有一次慕道者问他问题，很简单的问题，他答不出来。
He said that because once there was a true seeker who asked him a very simple question, but he was speechless.
他觉得很尴尬。
And he felt really embarrassed.
所以他就把教会所有的发的传单、福音的小册子都带回去，一张一张，一个经节一个经节这样去查考。
So he determined to bring back all the pamphlets. evangelical pamphlet from the church, and he studied one by one through all the scriptures.
那经过这样很深入的查考之后, 他就可以跟慕道者谈道了。
So through this kind of deep, thorough study, he was able to evangelize to true seekers.
所以我们的福音要传开，第一个就是言语。
So the first thing that we have to keep in mind when preaching is that we know the word.
要知道我们所信的是什么。
We need to understand what is it that we believe in.
要知道我们所信的跟其他的人信的有什么不同。
We need to know what is the difference between what we believe and what others believe.
那这个不同的地方常常是最宝贵的地方。
The area of differences often denote the most valuable points.
对，这是一种装备，言语。
This is a way to equip ourselves in words.
信道是从听道来的。
Believe in the gospel, they have to first hear it.
听道是从传道来的。
And hearing comes from evangelism.
所以我们每一个人都有道理上的装备, 我们到每一个地方都可以跟别人分享这个道理。
When every person is spiritually equipped, then no matter where you go, you can share the gospel.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very valuable.
这是第一个属灵装备。
First, spiritual equipment.
我们再回来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章第五节。
Turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
这里说，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。Not
simply with words, but also with power.
也就是我们要传福音，需要带有神的权柄。It
means that when we preach the gospel, we need to carry the power of God.
首先, 我们看主耶稣出来传福音，到底有什么地方带给人震撼？
First, let's look at the example of Christ. When he began his ministry, in what ways was he able to impact people's faith?
我们看马可福音第一章。
Turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
21节.
Verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach.
22节.
The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law.
这个地方在讲主耶稣传道。
Here speaks of the Lord Jesus preaching the gospel.
大家觉得很稀奇。
Everyone were amazed at his teaching.
这里说不像文士。
Because he did not teach them like the teachers of the law.
文士有很多的知识。
The teachers of law are very knowledgeable.
但是主耶稣有权柄。
However, Jesus Christ has power.
这个权柄就是从神来的。
And this authority comes from God.
权柄会使神的话好像一把刀扎到人的心。
The authority and power will enable the words of God to pierce into people's heart like a sword.
所以这个权柄能够改变人的心。
Therefore, power and authority can change a person's heart.
如果没有权柄,
if we are without authority,
道理听听很好很好, 不会改变。
People might say, oh, this is a good gospel, but they won't change.
你看当时约翰出来传道了。
Let's look at John when he first came out to preach the gospel.
带有权柄。
He had great authority.
那好多人来约翰的面前做什么?
And many people came before John the Baptist to do what?
承认自己的罪, 悔改。
They confess of their own sins and they repented.
今天大家都喜欢听, 你很好。
Nowadays, people love to hear that you're doing great.
你是好人。
You're a good person.
如果这样, 为什么需要信耶稣?
If this is indeed a fact, then why would you come believe in Christ?
而事实上, 今天很多人不愿意信耶稣是, 我没有问题啊, 为什么要信耶稣?
In reality, a lot of people don't come to believe in Christ because they feel they have no problems.
但是当神的道带有权柄,
But when the word of God comes with great authority,
这个道进到里面, 罪就跑出来了。
And this word goes into their heart, then their sins will be revealed.
所以他们问约翰, 那我怎么办?
So they asked John the Baptist, what should we do?
约翰说你们要悔改。
John says, you have to repent.
当时彼得传道也说你们要悔改。
At the time, Peter, the evangelist, also said, you have to repent.
这个是大人对小孩子讲的话。
This is what grown-ups would tell kids.
但是大人怎么听得下去呢?
But how can adults listen and accept this kind of message?
特别是社会上有头有脸的人怎么听得下去呢?
Especially if you're a person who are well-established in careers, why would you listen to this kind of message?
但是当彼得在讲里面那悔改, 3,000个人悔改。
But when Peter preached to them, 3,000 people believed and they repented.
这个就是权柄。
This is authority.
这个是从主耶稣来的。
This came from Jesus Christ.
今天我们传道里需要权柄。
today as we preach the gospel, we require the power of God.
主耶稣第一个就是大有权柄在传道。
First of all, when Lord Jesus began his ministry, he preached with great authority.
我们再来看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26. The devil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek.
27节。
The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, What is this, a new teaching? And with authority, he even gives order to evil spirit and they obey him.
28节。
News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
这里说主耶稣的名声啊，传遍加利利的地方。
The news about Jesus Christ spread quickly throughout the whole region of Galilee.
不需要广告啊。
He doesn't require any advertising.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为那个鬼啊，被鬼附着的人啊，来到主耶稣用权柄吩咐他，鬼就出去。
Because when the person who was demon possessed brought before Christ, the evil spirit were cast out.
那二十七节大家看到就很惊讶。
And verse 27, a lot of people were so amazed when they saw that.
惊讶什么
？Why were they so amazed?
他可以用权柄吩咐污鬼。
That Jesus Christ has the authority to give orders.
那个污鬼被赶出去的人走到哪里，那个就是广告啊。
And give the order to cast out the devil, and the person who became rid of the devil spirit, he became a living advertisement.
那一些很惊讶的众人啊，看到这个，他到处去讲，那个就是广告啊。
And those people were so amazed when they go out and preach this message, they become the advertisement.
所以当教会大有权柄的时候
，So when a church is great, has great authority.
好多人信了这个道，祷告有体验。
A lot of people believe in this truth and they pray with experience.
让他的家人，让他的亲戚，让他的同事看得到他得到神的恩典。
So that their family, their co-workers will see the obvious evidence of God's grace.
那个广告很有力量。
Then that kind of advertising would be very powerful.
所以主耶稣的名声传遍四方。
Therefore, Jesus Christ's reputation spread out throughout the region.
今天主耶稣的身体就是真耶稣教会。
Today, the body of Christ is True Jesus Church.
要让怎么让我们教会出名
？How do we allow our church to become famous?
我们教会需要权柄。
Our church requires power and authority.
让人来到这个地方，能够真的体验到神。
So when people come to this place, they can experience God.
好多人想渴慕神的，要追求神的，都会来。
And a lot of people who are in need of God and thirst for God will come here.
第三个。
And third,
我们看马可福音第一章。
In Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
31节
Verse 31请读、okay. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them.
这里说彼得的岳母啊，害热病。
Peter's mother-in-law had fever.
主耶稣来啊，拿着他，他热就退了。
When Jesus came, he took her hand, and the fever left her.
32节
Verse 32. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon possessed, and they were all healed.
这就是权柄。
This is power and authority.
所以我们今天要传福音，需要带有神的权柄。
So today, as we preach the gospel, we must have the power and authority of God.
权柄从哪里来？
Where does this come from?
主耶稣告诉门徒。
Lord Jesus told the disciples,
你们要在耶路撒冷等候。
You had to wait in Jerusalem
从上头来的权柄
for the power from above.
这么等候
How did they wait?
他们在耶路撒冷的楼上祷告
They were praying in the upper room in Jerusalem.
所以为什么教会要强调祷告
So why does our church stress praying?
因为教会需要有权柄
Because the church requires to the power and authority.
人心里的障碍才能够打破
Only then can the obstructions in the people's heart be broken.
教会需要有权柄才能够改变人的心。
Only with power and authority within the church can we change a person's heart.
需要有权柄，人来到这个地方才能够体验到神。
Only with power and authority, when people come to this place, they can experience God.
所以，一个教会能够圣功发展，就是一个注重祷告的教会。
For a church to truly preach and prosper in the sacred work is a church that truly prays.
所以我们每一个人都能够帮助教会圣功发展。
If each one of us can help the church to prosper the gospel,
因为我们都能够为教会祷告。
Because all of us, we are capable of praying for the church.
男女老少，每一个人都可以做。
Whether you're young or old, everyone can do it.
如果我们的祷告像五旬节一样
If our prayers are just like the day of Pentecost,
好像重水流过的声音,
just like the mighty waters that came by,
祷告的教会的聚会的地方会震动,
the entire church that is praying will be shaken.
那主耶稣做的事情,
if that is the case, then what Jesus Christ has done before will also be reenacted today.
所以,
so the second equipment is to have power and authority.
第三个,
thirdly,
我们回来看,
turn back to 1 Thessalonians
第一章第五节,
chapter 1, verse 5.
第三句话,
the third statement.
不独在乎言语也在乎全能和圣灵。第三个就是圣灵。
The third is with the Holy Spirit.
啊, 这个圣灵什么意思?
What does it mean, Holy Spirit? 哦,
这个圣灵啊, 主要是指的圣灵的带领。
Holy Spirit refers to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
有时候我们要找慕道朋友, 不晓得去哪里找。
There are times when we try to look out for true seekers, but we don't know where to begin. I've already preached to all my family and relatives. And friends, and so who can I preach it to?
真的很奇妙啊, 当我们多祷告, 有时候神会带领慕道朋友来。
And it's very miraculous. The more we pray, God will bring those who are in need of His gospel.
彼得怎么把福音传给哥尼流?
How was Peter preach the gospel to Cornelius?
这个不是彼得计划出来的。
This is not something under Peter's planning.
彼得很热心在祷告。
Peter was praying zealously.
祷告当中, 神就给他看到异象。
In the middle of his prayer, God let him see a vision.
那哥尼流祷告, 神也给他看到异象。
While Cornelius was praying, he also saw a vision from God.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
哦, 很多神要拣选的人, 当我们祷告, 神的灵就会带领我们去找到他, 或者他会找到教会来。
When we pray, the Holy Spirit will work and bring those who are in need of Christ to our church.
所以整个使徒行传的圣工是圣灵很清楚在带领。
So the entire book of Acts, you can see very clearly, was the Holy Spirit who guided the work.
因此我们今天教会需要有圣灵重新再带领我们。
And therefore, in our church, we need to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们看那个彼得, 在使徒行传16章啊, 保罗把, 把福音传到欧洲。
In Acts chapter 16, Paul preached the gospel to Europe.
第一间建立就是腓立比教会。
The first church that was established was Philippi.
怎么把福音传到腓立比去?
How was the gospel preached to Philippi?
保罗在圣灵的带领下, 他修改了他工作的计划好几次。
And many times, while he was praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit gave him guidance as how to change his plan.
他至少改变三次。
And his plan was changed at least three times.
这样计划, 神的灵不许, 他就再改变。
And when he planned to go a certain place, the Holy Spirit forbid him, so he went to the other place.
难道到, 想到那个地方, 耶稣的灵却不允许, 他就再改变。
When he wanted to go visit another place, the Spirit of Jesus forbid him, so he went to another.
啊, 最后就看到一个异象, 马其顿人在呼请他。
And lastly, he also saw a vision of a Macedonian calling to him.
结果他去了, 就遇到一群妇女在河边, 在那个守安息日。
And he went to that place, he met a group of women washing and keeping the Sabbath by the riverside.
圣灵亲自在带,
it was the Holy Spirit that personally guided them.
这个真的很奇妙,
this is very miraculous.
我们现在福音传到奈及利亚,
and today we have preached the gospel to Nigeria,
传到赖比瑞亚,
to Liberia,
传到加拿,
to Ghana,
传到刚果,
to Congo.
全部都不是计划出来的,
all of these were not under our plan.
这个很奇妙, 都是圣灵在带领,
it's very miraculous, all due to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真耶稣教的特色就是有圣灵, 如果我们能够被圣灵充满, 顺着圣灵带领, 我们还可以找到很多神所要拣选的人。
The unique characteristics of our true Jesus Church is that we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit with its guidance, then we are able to seek out even more places to preach.
所以第三个装备就是要有圣灵的带领。
So the third equipment is to have the Holy Spirit and its guidance.
所以我们在布道会之前, 我们大家来祷告, 神啊, 你要拣选人这在哪里, 求你带领我们。
And therefore, before the evangelical service, we all pray very hard and we ask the Lord to bring us those who are in need of Him.
那还有一个就是圣灵开人的心。
Another one is the Holy Spirit opening people's eyes.
我们看 哥林多前书第二章,
1 Corinthians chapter 2,
11节,
verse 11.
哥林多前书第二章十一节,
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
哥林多前书第二章十一节,
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For who among men knows the thought of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
Sorry.
We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
这个地方说, 人的灵能够知道人的事。
The spirit of man can understand human matters.
所以有时候你在你家里面啊, 在聊天, 忽然间大笑, 诶, 你家的小狗一直看你, 你在做什么?
So let's say in a family, you suddenly break out in laughter, and your dog might wonder, look at you, and wonder what's happening.
狗没有办法明白人的事情。
Because a dog cannot understand human matters.
那人跟神相比呢?
What about when we compare a human to God?
圣经说人只不过是微尘。
The Bible tells us that compared to God, we are just a mere dust.
好像没有一样。
Even look as if we don't exist.
诸位,你有没有看到这个空中有很多微尘?
Everyone, do you see the mine small dust floating about around us?
我们都没有看到。
We don't even see them.
为什么?
Why?
太小了。
It's too minuscule.
所以如果一个人很骄傲自大,是因为他不认识神。
So if a person is very arrogant, because he doesn't know God,
认识神的人都很谦卑的。
All those people who know God are very humble.
因为神太伟大了。
Because God is so awesome.
所以我们人要了解神很困难。
So as human beings, it's hard to understand godly matters.
但不是不可能。
But it's not impossible.
为什么?
Why?
下面说, 除了神的灵, 也没有人知道神的事情。
He said that except for God's spirit, no one can understand God's matters.
那12节要给我们一个希望。
And verse 12 gives us a new hope.
我们可以领受从上头来的灵, 叫我们知道神的事情。
We can receive the Spirit from above, so we may understand godly matters.
所以如果我们多祷告, 圣灵会运行在人的心里面。
So if we pray more, then the Holy Spirit will move among our heart.
道理就听得懂了。
Then people can understand.
所以有时候我在一些教会领会啊,
And sometimes I go to different churches to lead the sermons.
常常发现, 诶, 早上啊, 应该精神很好, 很多人要, 哦, 很疲倦。
And so I discover that in the morning, everyone should have very good spirit, but it looked like they're very tired.
诶, 等到吃饭的时候, 哦, 精神抖擞, 在讲这个股票, 这个生意, 然后是世界什么东西, 精神很好。
But during lunchtime, they're all very alive, talking about stock and things of the world.
哎, 到下午聚会, 哦, 大家好像很喜欢睡觉。
But by afternoon, it seems like everyone's dozing off.
哎, 聚完会, 精神又很好。
But after the service is over, everyone is alive again.
我发现这样的教会祷告都很短。
And I discovered that this kind of church, they all have very short prayers.
因为没有圣灵在开人的心的, 道理听不懂, 听不懂就很无聊。
Because without the Holy Spirit revealing the truth to us, and you don't understand it, so it becomes boring.
啊, 但是有的教会啊, 祷告很迫切。
But in certain churches, they pray very fervently.
你就发现在讲道中会有一个回应。
And you can discover, even during the delivery of service, they can echo the same feeling.
哎, 因为有圣灵开他的心。
Because the Holy Spirit is opening their hearts.
也有圣灵开讲道人的心。
And with the Holy Spirit, it can penetrate into our hearts.
所以在圣灵的带领下, 心跟心可以互相回应。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the heart and there is a heart-to-heart echoing.
啊, 这样的聚会就不会很无聊。
And in this kind of service, it would not be boring.
时间一下就过去了。
And time flies by very quickly.
所以慕道朋友来, 我们需要祷告, 圣灵运行, 开他的心, 他就听得懂。
And in this way, when truth seekers come, the Holy Spirit open their heart, and they can easily understand the truth.
这是第三个装备。
This is the third equipment.
第四个装备。
The fourth equipment.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
下面说, 并有充足的信心,
with deep conviction.
哦, 到底这个是讲什么?
What does that mean?
我们可以把它想做两种。
There are two explanations.
第一个, 对我们所信的道要有信心,
First is that we have to be deeply convinced of the truth that we believe in.
有的人就会问啊, 天主教, 快2000年的历史。
Some people might question you, the Catholic Church has 2,000 years of history.
真耶稣教会几年?
How many years for True Jesus Church?
还不到100年。
It's less than 100 years.
有可能那个2000年的不对吗? 你这个100年是对的吗?
How can it be possible that a church with 2,000 years history can be wrong, and your church only has less than 100 years, and you're right?
所以本来我们传福音是要引导人来, 那被别人疑问以后, 自己反而失去信心了。
So before we were going to bring other people to Christ, and now when people ask you this question, you become confused.
你有没有看过那个教会聚会一万人的?
Have you ever seen churches that with congregation of over 10,000 people.
哟,
yeah.
难道那些都不对吗?
So are those mega churches wrong?
你们厄班教会几个人?
In your Irvine church, how many people are there?
真耶稣教在美国几个人?
In True Jesus Church, how many membership in the United States?
你说你们对吗?
Can you say that you're right?
那你就开始,是啊,可能我们有问题。
So you begin to doubt and to that maybe there's something wrong with us.
所以要传给别人,但是你信心不够,到最后动摇了信心。
So initially you were going to preach the gospel to others, but in the end, your faith becomes shaken.
因此我们要传福音要有充足的信心。
When we preach the gospel, we must be deeply convicted.
这个是对的,不错。
That this is true, there's nothing wrong with it.
我所信的道是对的。
What I believe in is the true gospel.
真教会是对的。
The true church is right.
你有充足的信心。
You have this deep conviction.
你才有办法传给别人。
Only then can you preach to others.
那这需要圣灵啊,加添我们信心。
And this requires the Holy Spirit to add to our faith.
你道理明白,你就不会离开真耶稣教会啊。
When you understand the gospel thoroughly, then you will not depart from True Jesus Church.
什么道理明白,你需要圣灵充满。
How can you thoroughly understand it? You require the deep infilling of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个就是对我们所做的工作要有信心。
Secondly is we have to be deeply convicted in the work that we carry out.
只要是合神的旨意。
As long as it's according to God's will,
任何一个困难都可以解决。
We can resolve any kind of obstacles.
我们要有这个信心。
We need to have this kind of conviction.
所以真耶稣教会没有一个圣工因为没有钱或者没有人做不起来。
Within the church, within the history of True Jesus Church, we will never be lacking because we are lacking of fund or personal power that we cannot accomplish what we set out to do.
这真的是神的能力。
This is due to the great power of God.
所以嘛,带领人,只要是神的旨意,你这样不放心,到最后,不灰心,到最后,一定他可以来信。
So if we set out to bring a person to Christ, so long as we don't become disappointed or give up hope, then eventually God can bring that person to God.
最后一个,
Lastly,
你们的为人,
our personal conducts,
就是我们的私生活,
which is our private life.
有时候这个是很重要的。
And this can also be very important.
要传给认识我们,甚至跟我们住在一起的,有时候要传给我们不认识,没有住在一起的,更困难。
Sometimes it's more difficult to preach to those people who know us well than those who don't know us at all.
因为跟我们认识的住在一起,他不只是听你讲的多好,他要看看你是不是跟你讲的一样好。
Because those people who know us and live with us, they don't want to just listen to our message, but also see how well we behave.
所以如果我们生活没有改变,
so if there is no transformation in our daily life,
要传给人很困难的,
it's impossible to preach to others.
比方说,
let's say,
啊, 我们有很多坏习惯,
we have a lot of bad habits.
你改不过来,
and we can't change them.
那我们要传给别人, 说主耶稣有大能力啊, 能够改变你, 你讲不出来。
So if we want to preach to others saying that Jesus Christ has great power, that he can transform you, we can say it.
即使我们讲得出来,别人马上发现说,你的生活跟你讲的不一样啊。
And even if you can utter this kind of statement, other people will immediately finger you saying that you don't practice what you preach.
就我们就变成绊脚石啊。
And then we become a stumbling block.
本来神的福音是要让我们和睦的。
The gospel of God was intentionally to originally to make us harmonious.
所以主耶稣叫做和平的君。
And Jesus Christ is the King of Peace.
但是如果我们家庭没有和睦,
but within our family, if there is no peace,
有时候我们很难传给我们认识我们的人。
And it's very difficult to preach to those we know.
你全家信主, 你家乱糟糟的。
Other people might question you. You believe in Christ, the whole family, but your family is in a big mess.
那我家乱糟糟, 你说信耶稣才有希望, 那你家呢?
And you tell me that my family is it's in a big mess, you believe in Christ and it will be cleaned up, but what about yours?
没有办法讲。
So we are incapable of making that kind of statement.
说一个非常有力量的见证就是我们生活的改变。
A very powerful witness is the transformation in our daily life.
有没有神?
Whether there is God.
你不要听我讲,你看我生活怎么改变。
You don't have to listen to what I say, just look at my personal life.
我来信耶稣以后我怎么改变?
And after I came to Christ, how did I change my life?
你就知道有神。
Then you can tell that there is God.
这个是别人没有办法驳得倒的。
This is something that other people cannot refute.
所以我们每一个人啊, 赞美诗里面说我们就是一本书啊。
And every one of us, the hymn tells us that we are like an open book.
翻来翻去别人要读啊, 要读我们的生活。
other people will turn this book around and to study our life.
啊，看我们是不是真的像我们所传的这么好。
To see if we are really practicing what we preach.
所以传福音这个人需要有五个装备。
So the evangelist must be equipped in five ways.
啊，第一个装备。
First,
我们需要知道我们信什么。
We need to know what we believe in.
第二个装备。
Second.
我们需要有上头的权柄。
We need the power and authority from above.
第三个装备。
Third.
我们在做传福音工作，必须要圣灵的带领，圣灵的运行。
Need the guidance and the work of the Holy Spirit.
第四个装备。
Fourth.
我们对所信的道，我们所做的工作，要有充足的信心。
We need to have deep conviction in our gospel and our work.
第五个装备。
Fifth.
我们的生活要能够荣耀神。
Our life must be able to glorify God.
啊，如果我们有这样的改变
，If we have such type of transformation,
有这样的装备
，such type of equipment,
我们的传福音会比现在有更大的成果。
Then we will preach even more mightily than currently.
唱诗
，sing him.
我们唱397首
397.
397